Hi, Ifriki again. Welcome back. In this video, I would like to try to demystify an actual satellite. It's not so easy, but I'll try my best. So, a satellite, an artificial satellite, an unmanned spacecraft. So there's no human on board going anywhere. It's just a piece of technology that is sent to space. What is it made of? And how does it work? So let me try and make it as simple as I can. I'll take an example. Your phone, your smartphone. And I will draw an analogy between a satellite and your smartphone. And I use your smartphone because it's something you know. You know the different aspects of it that you deal with every day, right? So I'll use that to sort of describe a satellite. Let's start with power. Let's not start with power. In the previous video, I talked about why you send something to space to begin with. So let's start with the problem. Suppose that the reason why you're sending a satellite to space is to take images of some parts of Earth. You will therefore want to place a camera in orbit. I use this example because for two reasons. There are space missions, you know, specifically to take images of Earth. That's the first reason. So it's not, I'm not inventing an example. The second reason is that your smartphone probably has a camera, right? So it's something you can easily relate to. So suppose you're trying to take images. So the instrument you're actually trying to send to space is a camera, but you can't send the camera by itself. Just like your smartphone camera is not hanging in midair. It needs to be powered, right? You have a battery in your phone, and every now and again you charge this battery, you plug it in to charge it, right? So that the battery is full enough to power everything else in your phone. Same with the satellite, it needs power. So this camera that's in the satellite, the satellite has batteries, right? And it uses solar panels to get power from the sun, energy from the sun that is converted and stored in batteries so that it can be used to power the entire satellite. So there is on your phone software that runs, you know, software that allows you to do a variety of things, among which take pictures, right? The software involved in you actually taking a picture. Same thing on the satellite. There is the flight software that looks after basically all the functioning, you know, from a software point of view. And also there will be software running on this satellite that will be part of the process of this satellite taking images, right? Okay. I think so far we'll see the picture, you know, you see kind of how this whole thing is actually not too far from what you already know. Then you need to send these images. This is the fun part, right? Suppose you when you take a picture and you want to send it to your friend or to whoever, you wouldn't be able to do it if your phone didn't have an antenna. Right? Because how would you send it? Especially over Wi-Fi. I'm not talking about plugging it in, moving the images to somewhere. You're holding it and you're trying to transmit this image. You need an antenna, and just like you have an antenna on your phone, there's an antenna on the satellite, and this antenna is used to send the images down on Earth, right? The orientation of your phone when you're trying to take a picture. You need it to be oriented in a certain way, especially if you're trying to get some kind of angle, you know? Yeah, you kind of move it, you know, portrait, landscape, whatever, you know, from above, from below, whatever the view. And you do this with your hand, of course, you kind of orient it. On the satellite, there's a different subsystem looking after how the satellite is oriented for whatever reason. So in this particular case, it would need to be pointing in a certain way to take the image it needs to take. And there is a subsystem looking after that, that is called, depending on what school you come from, ADCS, AOCS, Attitude Determination and Control System. That is what basically gives the orientation to the satellite as to where it's going to point, right? I take these key subsystems, right, to talk about the satellite and try to show you the parts that play a role in a satellite and for it to work. And connecting it to something or relating it to something you already know, so that you realize that these satellites, big or small, I mean, they could be the size of a bus, they could be the size of your smartphone, right? Big or small, at the end of the day, there is an instrument on it. It needs to be powered, there needs to be software on it. It needs to transmit whatever it is measuring down to Earth, right? And maybe it needs some orientation, because some satellites don't need orientation. And generally, that's it. I'm not going to talk about propulsion because, I mean, it's not so much of a leap from this point on, right? But that's essentially it. That is essentially it. It's as simple as that. You could have big instruments, you know, that require big, you know, platform and big solar panels, because it requires a lot of power. Or you could have smaller ones that don't require so much power. So it can be a very small instrument with, you know, small solar panels, and it doesn't need to be that big. So big or small, at the end of the day, the satellite will have some instrument, or maybe instruments. These instruments need to be powered, there needs to be software running on board, they need to send whatever information they collect back to Earth, and they will need communication subsystems on board, including antennas, different types of antennas, depending on what they're trying to transmit. I really hope that this video managed to get you to see how close to home satellite technology actually is. In the next video, I'll try to share with you some of the different roles, you know, that are required to put together a satellite. You know, who do you need for a space mission, basically? So until then, enjoy. Talk to you again later. Bye-bye.